Everyone, my topic is rectilinear crossing number. First, I'm going to introduce some definitions, and then I will say something about the crossing number and the rectilinear crossing number of a complete graph. Then I will emphasize on the convex hull of an optimal join of Kn. I assume everyone knows the definitions of a graph and a complete graph. Here I want to emphasize that a graph is substantially not a geometric object until we draw it on a piece of paper or on the blackboard or on a computer or somewhere. And then for the same graph, we might have different types of drawings. If we draw the graph in different ways, then we might have different number of crossings, and then we want to find the minimum number of crossings in all possible drawings of a graph. This definition is for any graph, not only for a complete graph, but in my talk I will focus on a complete graph. And in the definition of crossing number, we don't restrict the how we draw each edge. You can draw an edge in a very curvy way, in any way you like. But if we restrict the drawing of each edge to be a straight line, then we have one specific crossing number. We call this rectilinear crossing number. And in a rectilinear drawing, we don't allow any three vertices on the same line. For the general crossing number, there is a wildly conjectured conclusion. It says the crossing number of a complete graph is this conjectured number. However, this has not been proved for n greater than 10. So here I will show a drawing with the conjecture number of crossings. First we okay, here we assume n is even. First, we split the vertices into two groups. We put each group of vertices on a circle. Now, here the two green circles indicate the location of the vertices. They are not edges. First, to start from any inner vertex, we connect it to all the vertices on the outer vertices in such a way that the edges embrace the inner circle. And then we do the same for each inner vertex, like this. This is not a drawing of a complete graph. We have not finished it. Then we add two copies of complete graphs with n over two vertices to the inner group of vertices and the other one. Then we have a drawing of we have a special drawing of a complete graph. We by some complicated calculation we will have the conclusion that this drawing has exactly the conjecture number of crossings. However, this does not prove that the conjecture is true. This only gives us that an upper bound. And here are knowing results up to date. And just now I said the conjecture is true only for n no more than 10. And asymptotically, we have a lower bound for the crossing number. And actually, ideally, we want this limit to be 1, but we only know this limit is lower than 0.83. This is the best result we know. And there are similar results for rectilinear crossing number. And for the rectilinear crossing number, we have no two more results. And these are published results. And however, I found that on Oswin's web page, they have proved that they have found the rectilinear crossing number for complete graph for n until 17, and their method is by using a computer to find all the possible joins of a complete graph, and then we can know the minimum one. And but this is you might think this is very easy, but actually this is not so easy, because for example, for n equals 11, there are more than 300 different types of join, and for k equals 13, there are more than 4,000 different types of join, and for 17, I think there are more than 10,000 or something. So it's difficult. Yeah. And asymptotically, we also have a lower bound and upper bound for the rectilinear crossing number. And this is the best we can know. And unfortunately, we don't have a conjectured closed form crossing number for the rectilinear case. Here is an example for n equals 10, and in this drawing we have we have 102 crossings, which is the rectilinear crossing number, and very similarly in other known drawings, each drawing has the similar constructor, that is, there are the outer convex is a triangle, and there are more triangles inside, and it has been widely conjectured that for any optimal straight line join, the outer convex is a triangle. Here, optimal means the join has the rectilinear crossing number, and for n no more than 16. Because the computer has found all the possible joins, and each shows that the convex hull is a triangle. This is not for n equals 17. That's because although we have know the minimum, we have know the rectilinear crossing number, but they have not found all the possible joins, so we cannot draw the conclusion for n equals 17. If the convex hull of an optimal join is not a triangle, then we can ask how many vertices are possibly on the outer convex hull. For example, here we want to find that a very good upper bound for the vertices, for the number of vertices on the convex hull. So at first, let's see a lemma. Now we suppose we have a convex polyhedron with one vertex inside. Then we ask how many crossings could we have for this spatial join. Since the convex hull is fixed and the number of crossings of the diagonals are known, then the only possible is the inner vertex. We can put it in different faces in the drawing of the polygon. Then we want here this lemma says the minimum number of crossing can be achieved at this number. Here is the proof. Okay. For each vertex on the convex hull, it belongs to a triangle that contains the inner vertex. Then we draw edges from the inner vertex to each vertex on the convex hull. Then we count the vertices on the left and the vertices, the crossings on the left and the crossing on the right. Then we sum them up. Then we have a formula like this. This formula achieves its minimum value when K1 and K2 are close enough or as equal as possible. And this gives us the number of crossings for this spatial drawing. So by using this lemma, we can prove that the convex hull of any optimal drawing is a triangle. That's the conjecture I mentioned just now is true for a no more than 13. Okay, we use D and K to denote the spatial drawing. That is, there are K vertices on the outer convex hull. Then we want to prove K is 3. If this drawing is optimal. Okay, first, if we have this drawing K and D, K sub and D, we turn all the diagonals from inside to outside. Then we have this is also a drawing, but it's not rectilinear anymore. It's an arbitrary drawing. However, we know that for any drawing of a graph, we know the crossing number. We know the crossing number for smaller n, and then after we turn all the diagonals from outside to inside, all the new crossings are the crossings. Just now we mentioned in the lemma, all the new crossings are like this crossing from the inner vertex to the outer vertex crossing the diagonals. So then we turn the diagonals from outside to inside. This gives us a lower bound for the rectilinear join. Okay, let's see. If K is no more, K is at least 4, when N is less than, when N is no more than 12, it shows that this spatial join has at least, will be the number of crossing will be more than the rectilinear crossing number. So what does that mean? That means if k is greater or equal to 4, then the drawing will not be optimal. So that means for n no more than 12, any optimal drawing must have a triangle as its convex hull. For n equals 13, if n is sorry, I made a mistake here. It should be k. When n is 13, if k is at least 5, then the crossing will still be greater than the rectilinear crossing number. So this does not lead to a contradiction. However, this is the lower bound we obtained just now. However, for n equals 13, we can make some improvement. Now, here is how I made the improvement. When we count the crossing of this spatial join, actually, I used the crossing number for as a lower bound for n no more than 12. However, this is not completely arbitrary because it's partially straight line. So we use a technique here. We count all the subgraph with n minus 2 vertices, and in this counting method, for some subgraph n minus k sub n minus 2, it will be straight line join. So we use the rectilinear crossing number as its lower bound. By this way, we will have a better lower bound. Then for n equals 13, this gives us a lower bound actually greater than the rectilinear crossing number of k with k sub 13. So our conclusion is, for the conjecture that any optimal join of a complete graph with vertices no more than 13 must have a triangle as its convex hull. So about the method we used just now does not work for n greater than 13. And in my future work, we might make some other improvements. But for now, it's not possible. And another possibility is we can consider the asymptotic upper bound. That is, we can ask when n is large enough, how many vertices could be on the convex hull. So at first, let's take a rough estimate. Because there are k vertices on the convex hull, so for this convex hull, there will be k choose 4 vertices crossings on the diagonals. I mean, created by all the diagonals. So, we don't know the exact crossing number for any n, but we know there is an upper bound here. Alpha is about 0.3, and so this gives us an upper bound for k, which shows that k will be no more than 0.74 times n. But this is far from satisfaction, because this means we can only see this does not tell us much, because almost all the vertices are on the convex hull. So this is not very good. However, just now we have obtained that for the join with k vertices on the convex hull, we have this lower bound, and we know that the crossing number has a lower bound, and the rectilinear crossing number has an upper bound. So then, if we take advantages of these two bounds, then we will have an inequality for the ratio of k to n. Here is lambda, and if we solve this inequality, then we will have lambda is less than 0.16, or lambda is greater than 97. But just now we have known that lambda will be no more than 0.774, so this must be true. And this is very nice, because this is less than one-fifth, so that means there will be must be less than 1/5 vertices on the outer convex hull. And also, this is the best we can know for now. And because our object is to prove that k is 3, so actually this is not so good, but it's good for now. Okay. And as I said, we want to prove k is 3. But this might be very difficult. Then we can think, can we prove k is a constant, or can we prove k is no more than some constant upper bound? Or can we at least ask if the limit of k over n goes to 0? So we can conclude again and again. Maybe we can prove this in the future. And another thing we can do is, just now you must have noticed that most of my proofs are based on lower bounds and upper bounds of the Kwasi number and the rectilinear Kwasi number. So, but for the Kwasi number and the rectilinear Kwasi number, we don't know much about them, and the bounds are, I mean, are very rough. So if we can find a better lower bound or upper bound for the crossing, and or even we can prove something for the crossing number, then we can actually improve our conclusion on the convex hull of any optimal join. That's my talk. Yes, there are some researches on that, but